Tonight we're hosting a concert to raise money to purchase a parcel of land in the Yellow Dog River watershed. Legacies Universe is playing, which is a group familiar to Marquette. They play once a year or so, and they have a Motown kind of sound leaning towards rock and jazz. So they will be playing for us tonight at the Landmark Inn at 7 p.m. We will also be auctioning off large print matted framed photographs of the watershed. These are really beautiful shots, and some are aerial photos, and they can't be passed up. So hope you guys are able to make it.
Well, it's an evening of music, but I see there's some other things on tap here as well, and it's pretty much a bargain to get in the door here, Em.
Well, that's good. Yeah, well, we're hoping to raise money when people come in, too. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle, and we're also going to be offering a special deal to folks who are willing to donate additional funds to the land campaign. For a $100 donation, we will be giving you a small gift basket, and your name will go on a commemorative plaque at the parcel. And you'll also be given an opportunity to help name the preserve, which is awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the parcel you're looking at picking up. I mean, you must need to be getting a good chunk of change together, so you want to have folks come out. But tell us about what you're looking to purchase.
Well, the reason this property is so important to us and the community is more or less twofold. Firstly, it's the access to the McCormick Wilderness Area. The McCormick has two entrance points. One is near Champion and Mishigami, and the other is off of the AAA road closer to Big Bay. The point near Big Bay is accessed only through this property, so by purchasing the land, we can ensure continued access from the north for future generations. And secondly, what we found on the property biologically is of high conservation priority. We found large areas of regenerating cedar, old-growth white pine hemlock, numerous springs where the groundwater wells up to the surface, and plant and animal species that are keystone for healthy ecosystems. Our fundraising goal is to raise $30,000 over the next 2 years, and I'm very confident we can do that. And so this concert is the kickoff to our fundraising efforts for this property.
We're on the phone with Emily Whitaker this morning, Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve, and you kind of boiled it down, this next question here, but the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve, this is really what you folks do as far as an organization. It's been a while since we've had anybody from your group with us here, but who are you folks, and what other things have you been up to here so folks get an idea of exactly who the Watershed Preserve is?
Yeah, well, you know, our group has been around for about 15 years, and we started out more or less as a land conservancy. And over the years, we've been able to set aside 372 acres in the watershed for permanent protection, and we keep those areas open to the public and accessible. We also do education and outreach campaigns. Last time I was on your show, it was for the Environmental Film Festival. And what else do we do? We do lots of water monitoring. We are very much on the ground doing studies and research about the conditions of the watershed, in particular the water resources that we have. We're very heavily involved in that. So.
Well, this event is coming up tonight at the Landmark, and tickets available, I'm assuming, at the door is what... And but if folks can't make it to tonight's event, how can they find out more about you guys and get involved?
Our website is a great resource. It's www.yellowdogwatershed.org. And there's plenty of information on volunteer opportunities, our campaigns, and programs on our website.